Testing 103, testing Thomas A. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological consultation progress report on patient Lawrence T. Strand, S-T-R-A-N-D. Follows a transcribed letter of November 18, 2025, addressed to Dr. Sean, S-E-A-N, first, F-U-R-S-T, D, period, O, period. The chief complaint is tremor in the left leg. Dear Dr. Hurst, new paragraph, as you may remember, he gave a history of back pain and pain in the right lateral hip area, increased with activity, associated with numbness of the right toes since ankle fusion surgery. New paragraph, he underwent laboratory testing with values of an elevation of the D-dimer and a slight elevation of the MCV. The Quest Alzheimer's, all capitals, PTAU217 test showed slight elevation. The Quest Alzheimer's disease APOE isoform showed values of E2/E3, a reduced risk for Alzheimer's disorder. His general chemical dementia panel showed borderline elevation of the MCV and an elevation of the LDL cholesterol 121. Intact insulin of 5. And an insulin resistance score of 18. Absence of measurable levels of vitamin B3, parenthesis, niacin, in parenthesis. Absence of measurable levels at less than 0.5. Dash chromium with otherwise normal value mineral values. The Alzheimer's detect beta amyloid 42/40 ratio was in the value of 0.176, which is the low Alzheimer's risk. To paragraph, MRI brain scan with and without contrast on October 13, 2025 show no abnormal findings. Mild involutional changes in the cerebral hemispheres and mild chronic microvascular ischemic changes. there was a 1x2 centimeter solidly enhancing dural base mass overlying the left orbit with features consistent from meningioma. There were mild involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres. The anterior mass, 1.9 by 2.2 by 2.6 centimeters of the left anterior cranial fossa, extra axial dural base soft tissue signal intensity contributes to the regional mass effect on the left frontal lobe without brain edema. The nuclear medicine DAT, D-A, capital T, scan, brain SPECT imaging completed in November 13, 2025 study referred for evaluation of Parkinson's syndrome showed focal physiologic radio tracer uptake within the expected regions of the bilateral caudate nuclei. Mild dimensional areas of expected radio tracer uptake in the left putamen with no abnormality increased radio tracer uptake elsewhere. Findings are borderline abnormality diminished with the expected region of right putamen for which monitoring was suggested. Lawrence was given a trial of carbidopa-levodopa up to 2 25/100 milligram tablets several times a day, taken intermittently, but he experienced no improvement in his clinical symptoms. He was referred for a diagnostic electroencephalogram, static and dynamic studies to exclude frontal cerebral cortical irritation that he may have acquired as a consequence of exposure to all caps COVID or other virus or presence of his meningioma. In paragraph, he returned for reevaluation paragraph. Current medications include enalapril, 20 milligrams, gabapentin, 1,000 milligrams, rosuvastatin, 200 milligrams, valapon, 10 milligrams, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, amoxicillin, enalapril, 20 milligrams, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, carbidopa-levodopa, 25/100 milligram tablets, BID. By his report, he suffered an ankle injury. He reports that he still has some leg tremors in the left leg. New paragraph. He reports that he was identified to have a fracture of the talus. Difficulty with the right ankle. And little tremors in the left leg that are currently being treated and monitored. New paragraph. His therapy is being continued, including refills of his niacinamide. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation and follow-up with an additional report as we receive his paperwork from Stanford, signed with my professional signature.